This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Don't visit them, and you don't allow them to come to you. So what is your taqwa? Taqwa is not salat, behind the iman only. Yes, it's part of taqwa to come to the masjid. But for Allah, he said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ. Another form of taqwa is to bend the relationship, mend it, fix it. And we're going to see what does that mean. So, here is the first ayah. Allah said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ. Avoid severing the bonds. Don't do that. Al-Arham. Al-Arham. The second ayah is Surah Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Muhammad, verse 22, 23, two verses. In Surah Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ How about if you start committing mischief on earth, committing mischief, corruption, harming, oppression, killing, whatever, specifically, you steal the bonds. You don't want to be your auntie anymore. You don't want to go to your uncle. And you don't allow that to come. Or your brother, or your sister, or somebody, subhanAllah, like it's happening to the Muslim Ummah. Why do you think the Ummah is weak? Why do you think the Muslim Ummah is weak today? Simply because the Muslim family is weak. Look at the Muslim family. The brother doesn't visit his brother. The sister doesn't talk to her sister anymore. And for what? For dunya, subhanAllah, not even for valid reasons. Is this Islam, my brothers and sisters? And we call ourselves Muslims. Or I'm the taqwa. We come to the masjid, we pray, we make dua behind the imam, but we still don't find forgiveness in our hearts to people who may have wronged us for a reason or not. We will see that. I'm starting just with the verses. Then we go to the hadith, then we go to the aqwal of ulama. Allah said, أولئك الذين لعنهم الله. الله أكبر. What? I didn't understand. Again. أولئك الذين لعنهم الله. Those are the people Allah has given لعنة. What? I might be under the لعنة of God, of Allah. الذين يعبدون. I come into the masjid. Allah said, if you see in your homes with the family, you are under la'nah. أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم. He made them deaf and he made them blind. Here, not really deaf, they don't hear. They cannot hear the truth. They cannot listen anymore. They hear khutbah, they hear the dars, they hear their elders say, you know, my son, go ask your sister for forgiveness, brother, but still they cannot hear, they cannot see. No more. Ta'ala. Ha. Halas. Feel. For what? This is happening a lot, my brothers and sisters, in the Muslim family. And that is ha. So now, inshallah, tonight, the idea is, as soon as we leave from here, whoever has a problem with Muslim, brother or sister or uncle or father or mother or son, call and say, why? He might not wake up in the morning. You may not wake up in the morning. Then what? La'na. You want to go to Allah and why he's angry? You continue. Continue the way you are. You must find that humility to Allah. It's okay. Salam. Send a message. Send a message. Send a WhatsApp. Send an email. But leave your conscience and say, Ya Rabbi, at least I did my best. So that's second ayah. The first ayah surah An-Nisa, the second ayah surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third ayah, surah Ar-Ra'd, thunder, surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 20 and 21. What did Allah say about those who see the bomb? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق والذين يصلون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويخشون ربهم ويخافون سوء الحساب. In Surah Al-Ra'd, Allah is talking about the qualities of people who enter Jannah. May Allah make me and you amongst them. Say Ameen. The people who will enter Jannah, they have the following characteristics. Number one, yufuna bi'ahdillah. Those who fulfill their pledges to Allah. If you promise Allah something, do it. And ahdullah huwa al-islam. Generally speaking, salah, siyam, zakat, hajj, whatever Allah commanded you, do your ready. Wala yaquduna al-nikah. There is a nikah, there is a contract between you and Allah. For who forgot? All of us forget. When we were in Arab al-Arwah, before Allah created us in this form, your soul in your body, the soul of his brother in his body, my soul in my body. When we were in Arab al-Arwah, Allah took from us a nikah, covenant. In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah mentions this. That Allah has taken a covenant from Bani Adam. Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Lord? We all said then, Bala, indeed, O Allah, you are our Lord. We're going to worship you. But when he sent us to earth in this form, we forget. Why we forget? Because Shaitan is after us. Because we are after the dunya. We are after English Premier League. We are after Korean movies, Indonesian movies, Hollywood. You want to know who's going to take the championship this year of Britain or English? You are Malays. You are not British. So why do you worry about who's going to win the championship? This is what some youth are talking about. It's not just you, no? It's not just you. Not to blame anybody. This is the topic. Who's going to win? This team or that team? But no one is talking about Palestine, Syria, Iraq. We just consume the news. That's all. No one. No, my brothers and sisters. We are worried about the dunya education of our children, and we are not worried about the Islamic education of our children. We are ready to do everything so that they become doctors and engineers, but we are not ready to do anything so that they go to Jannah. So, the second most important, وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصِلُ. And those who join in their relationship with one another. Family, you visit your relatives for Allah's sake. And you allow them to visit you and you welcome them. وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. That they fear their Lord and they are so afraid of the danger. These are the people who will enter Jannah. So, Allah Azza wa Jalla made Silat al-Arham before his fear. Because what makes me fear Allah? The sign that I fear Allah, what is it? I still go to my cousin who did not come and visit me. Because simply there is a blood between us. There is a womb that joined us. The womb of the grandmother. So this is Surah Al-Ra'd. So Surah Al-Nisa, Surah Al-Muhammad, Surah Al-Ra'd. The fourth Surah that talks about Surah Al-Muhammad is Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. I go bit by bit. Sharia. With the Quran, by the Quran, Allah misguides so many people. Misguides. With the Quran, many people are misguided. What does that mean? When the ayah is recited to you, when the Quran has come to you, and you don't want to follow, Allah Azza wa Jalla will turn your heart away from Quran. That's it. He doesn't need you. Remember, Allah doesn't need us. We need Him. When an ayah, a clear ayah says that something is haram, and you still do it, and keep doing it, Allah Azza wa Jalla at the end, let you go. Because you refuse hidayah. So you live with him kathira. وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. And Allah guides with the Quran so many people. Alhamdulillah, many people, the moment they start learning the Quran, tajweed, and tafsir, they start becoming better Muslims. It depends on the individual. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Among the people whom Allah misguides through the Quran, Quran fasiq, mu'arrid, Quran fasiq in this very ayah, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 26-27, Allah says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ. Those who don't want to fulfill their covenant to Allah. They don't want to pray, they don't want to fast, they forget about the life of them. Then who? الفاسقين الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به. سبحان الله. صلة الرحم. Why, you know why many people are misguided? Simply because they have forgotten their family relations. Allahu Akbar, seriously. I can be a fasiq, na'udhu billah, wicked, a rebellious person against Allah, if I fear my God. If I steal my God with my family members. So it's serious. It's very serious issue, my brothers and sisters. You have to be careful. What you see through that in Allah, and therefore, Silatul Rahim. Severing the bond, severing Silatul Rahim, may lead to mischief on earth. You start doing wrong. Why? Because you have no more. Anyone in the family that tells you, don't do this my son, don't do this my nephew, don't do this my grandson. You have no kabir. And we say, man laysa lahu kabir, laysa lahu tabir. If you have no elderly people in the family, then you have no future. Because you don't listen to the elders. One way why we see so many problems in community, the youth don't want to listen to the elders, don't want to listen to people who have white beard. No more. Long time ago, the youth cannot do anything empty thing, go back to the elders and say, uncles, Baji, what do you think? Should I do this or not? Today, no. The youth think they are smart. You are technologically advanced, but you are not smart. You may use the social media better than your father or mother. They don't know how to use the media. They don't know how to use the smartphone. They may use the phone. But that doesn't mean you are smarter than them. At all. And you lack hikmah. Wisdom. And wisdom comes with experience. This is where most of the youth are wrong. So you need always someone to show you and guide you. And this is why Allah wants us to consult the elders. Please don't do things just because you think it's your time. It's their time too. 2016 does not belong only to the youth. It belongs also to whoever is alive. At the same time, I advise the elders to listen to the youth. So it's a higher, it's not one way. The youth have to consult the elders. The elders have to listen to the youth. inshallah, like this, will become strong community. So, Allah at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 26, 27, He said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. I ask the question, those are the losers. Losers when? Losers where? When? After death. And when? On the day of judgment. In Jahannam. So a person may go to Jahannam because of Salatul Rahim. He gave the whole. Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Those are the losers. So we should be very scared in Aya. I don't want to be a loser. I don't want to be a loser, Yawma Qiyamah. So what should I do? I should end my relationship with Kamil Ishaq. In Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, in the two great books of Hadith, Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, La yadkhulu al-jannata qati'u rahim. The person who feels his bones will not enter Jannah. Tida Masur Chula. Forget it. Who said this? Me or Rasulullah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who said this? Rasulullah. Who made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that? Allah Azza wa Jalla. Muhammad, it's me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La yadkhulu al-jannata qati'u rahim. Allahu Akbar. So you think your salah will take you to Jannah if you see here the bones? No, we're going to see hadith. More in detail. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Now, what does it mean to join the family? What does it mean? Alhamdulillah, I don't want to fall into this danger here. I want to be careful. I want to mend the relationship. Good. This is what it means. If you have family members who are weak and poor, weak in finance, weak in health, like elderly people, or sick people, and you don't go visit them and give them money, it means you cut the relationship. So it's not just visit, it's even to spend money on them. If you are, okay, if you are financially alright. Like when you go visit your auntie, you give her some money. Yes, you give her money. That is Salatul Rahim. It's not just visit her. Sometimes we go to the auntie to get money. That's the other way. Allahu Akbar. It should be the other way. If your auntie or uncle or somebody who is old and mean, not only you visit, take a gift and take some money with you. Why? Because they have rights in your money. Sadaqah must go always first to who? To the next of kin. And they have another relationship with you. So for example, if your auntie or uncle is old and weak and poor, you cannot just visit them. You have to also feed them. Now, if you are poor, you still visit them. This is Salatul Rahim. If you yourself poor, you cannot say, because I am poor, I cannot go visit. Bali can go and visit. SubhanAllah. If you want Jannah, if you want paradise, Jannah. If you are serious about it. This is what it means, Salatul Rahim. In Hadith, Al-Imam Al-Tabarani, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, narrates the following hadith. He said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان له أقارب دعاء ولم يحسن إليهم ويصرف صدقته إلى غيرهم لم يقبل الله منه صدقته ولا ينظر إليه يوم القيامة. الله أكبر. What? رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام says in this hadith of Imam al-Tabarani that he who had very weak family members, weak, sick, elderly, handicapped, what have you. And he was not kind to them. And he did not visit them. And has donated his sadaqah to others. He did not give them, but he gave to others, he gave sadaqah, but not to them. Allah will not accept this sadaqah from him, and will not look at him yawm al-qiyamah. You donated sadaqah, but not to your sick auntie, not to your poor uncle, not to your struggling nephew or cousin. You gave sadaqah, but not to them. This is what some Muslims do. The priority is to the next of kin. Please understand this. May Allah have mercy on you and me. Understand this and practice it. We are not just talking so that we go and then go out and then go. No. So every one of us says, inshallah, I will make sure this week, like this week, inshallah, I will visit someone very near, at least to Kuala Lumpur, wherever I am now, and take some of my salatah to him or her. This is what we need to do, all of us, inshallah. And then he said, the hadith continues, وَإِنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا وَصَلَهُمْ. If he himself is poor, he should just visit them. وَصَلَهُمْ بِزِيَارَتِهِمْ وَالتَّفَقُّدِ لِأَحْوَالِهِمْ. Alhamdulillah. Just look after them. Auntie, how are you? They know you're struggling. Don't worry. But visit them. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, in another hadith said, صِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ وَلَوْ بِالسَّلَامِ. What does that mean? Join your blood relationship, even if you have to say salamu alaykum. You pass by your nephew's house, salamu alaykum, how are you doing? Good, alhamdulillah, salamu alaykum. That is still a problem. You pass by. Ah, Sheikh Zubayr, his website, Silatul Rahim, no. Can I just say salamu alaykum? That's not Silatul Rahim. You have to go and visit them. Because like that, mashallah, everybody is not just emailing. I email salam to you. No, you go and say salam. There is hikmah. There is rahmah. Okay? In another hadith narrated by Al-Imam Al-Bazzar Al-Tabarani and Abu Dawud Al-Tirmidhi, four great stories of hadith narrate this whole hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليصل رحمه. He who truly believes in Allah at the day of judgment, let him join his family. Visit the family. Man, the Silatul Rahim. This is the sign of iman in Allah and the Qiyamah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ليس الواصل بالمكافئ ولكن الواصل الذي من إذا قطعت رحمه وصلها. Who is the person who Allah is so pleased with when it comes to Silatul Rahim? He's the one who, not because you came to me, I'm coming back to you. Not because there is a good relationship between me and you, so we exchange visits. That's not Silatul Rahim. Silatul Rahim is when someone doesn't come to you, you still go. That is Silatul Rahim. So when there is a good relationship between family, is that Silatul Rahim? That is not really where the ajr is. It's good to do that, but it's not. The ajr is, you don't want to come to the wedding of my son, I go to the wedding of your son. You didn't come to visit me in Hari Raya, I go visit you in Hari Raya. You try to avoid me, I know where to catch you and meet you and say salam to you. Why? Because that person is under the spell of the shaitan and you are letting him. Go, pull your brother. Salaam alaikum. How are you? What's wrong between me and you? Ask him. I hope I didn't offend you. And you may find the person saying, no, it's the shaitan la'anam. Nafsu. You know, the nafs gets sick like the body. The body aches, right? We have the flu, the cold, diarrhea, problem here, problem there. The nafs is like that. So don't let your brother become worse and worse. For Allah's sake, shaitan comes and says, hey, don't you have any pity? He didn't come to visit you. Don't go visit him. You are not
You are doing exactly what he's doing to you. Go to hell. Izzah, dignity, might, little bit of respect, self-esteem. Shaitan comes like this. Say no. May Allah curse you. Just say, I'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. I will go and visit my brother, my sister, whoever. For Allah's sake. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like that. He was exactly as I'm telling you. He used to visit all of his uncles. And some of them were against him, like Abu Lahab. Till the last minute, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was visiting Abu Lahab. Until he was killed in the Battle of Badr. He never stopped visiting his uncle. SubhanAllah. And his uncle was telling me all about. You need to understand this, brother. In Hadith, Al-Imam Al-Bukhari, and Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi and Ahmad, may Allah have mercy on them, that this is Hadith Qudusi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking, but actually the wahy comes from Allah himself. يقول الله تعالى أنا الرحمن وهي الرحيم. Allah says in a hadith, the Prophet speaks, but actually everything is coming from Allah directly. أنا الرحمن, I am the most merciful. Allah is speaking. وهي الرحيم, and she is Rahim. In Arabic, Rahim is feminine. Rahim, the womb, is feminine. That's why the womb exists only with females. There is no man who has womb. But now they are trying to convince us that from one and man and woman are same. La ilaha illallah. فَمَنْ وَصَلَهَا وَصَلَهُ. He who joins it, I join him to me. That's why Rahim is coming from Rahman. You join your blood, you visit your family, I will forgive you, I will join you to my mercy, Allah says. Allah. So some people enter Jannah just because of that. Their salat was not that good. Their zakat was not that good, but they were so good to the family. They visit everybody, they go to everybody, they are fine, they are there. If they have, they give, they don't have, alhamdulillah. These people go to Jannah, my brothers and sisters. May Allah make us among them. وَمَنْ أَطَعَهُ. Allah says, and whoever cuts it, I cut him from my mercy. That's it. So dear Rahma, Rahim is coming from Rahma. Ali ibn al-Husayn, radiallahu anhu, Sayyiduna al-Husayn ibn Ali, Sayyiduna al-Husayn, grandson of Rasulullah. He had a son, his name is Ali. And he had a son, his name is Abu Bakr. And he had a son, his name is Umar. And he had a daughter, her name Aisha. How many of us know this? Sayyiduna Hussein himself, he had many children. One of them was Ali, like his father. He said, this is Ali ibn al-Hussein. Ali, the son of Hussein. He said to his son, so great, great, great grandson of Rasulullah, he told him, Ya Bunayy, and I wish we are talking to our children like this. Many parents don't say, oh my son, oh my daughter. Today they say, hey you. You know why our children also are rude to us? Because we have been rude to them. Hey Bodo. Allahu Akbar. This is good parenting. Allahu Akbar. Hey you, he has a name, at least call him my name. The best way to call a son is Ya Bunayy. Ya Bunayy ya qad ma'ana. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. He was begging his son. He didn't say, hey you, hard-headed son who is giving me hard time. Jump with me into the ship. He didn't say that. Although his son was rude and bad, he said Ya Bunayy. Because he cannot give them a chance to say this because of you I'm bad. It's because of you I am hard-headed. Dad, you never treated me nice. You never called me even son. Second from the girl, Ya Bunayyati, oh my beloved daughter. So that they learn, inshallah, to be nice to us in old age. So, Ali ibn Hussein said to his son, Ya Bunayy, La tashabanna qati'a rahim. Don't be friend with someone who severes the problem with his family. Don't do that. Do not be a friend with people who cut the relationship between them and their loved ones. Sometimes you are the friend with someone who gives hard time to his father. Do you think this friend will be good to you? Wallahi, he will never be good to you. We will explain after that. We continue, inshallah, with this very sensitive topic. May Allah give us the hidayah to mend our relationships, to fear Allah, and really to do our best. Because the problem is in us. The people of masjid cannot find rahmah in their hearts to visit their family members and mend their relationships with their hidayah. That's it. I don't blame people who don't come to the masjid more than those who visit the masjid. And let us see. So inshallah, all of us will check after this verse, inshallah. So, Ali ibn al-Husayn, radiallahu anhu, called his son, Ya Bunay, la tashabanna qati'a rahim, fa inni wajadtuhu mad'una fi kitabillahi fi thalathati mawadi'. Oh my son, do not befriend people who seal their bonds. For example, if you know someone, disrespects his parents, doesn't visit his brothers and sisters, does not take care of his aunties and uncles, and so on and so. Don't be friends with that person. Why? The boy didn't say anything, but the father answered. He said, I found this type of people under the curse of Allah, La'na, in three verses of the Quran. Three verses. So you have friendship with someone who is under the la'na of Allah. What do you think will happen to you? Now the question, Shaykh, I have a husband who is like that. A brother could say, my wife, I have been telling my wife to go visit the family she doesn't want. What to do? If I cannot even be a friend with someone, how about the husband and wife? So we need to change. We need to change. And you will see the danger. Story is coming. Real story. That hadith strengthens it. The evidence is in the hadith. Even when you question the story, what is this story? Before I go to the story, Abu Hurairah, radiallahu anhu, after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the death of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting, teaching in the masjid. And then he said, Abu Hurairah said, radiallahu anhu, أَحْرَجُ عَلَى كُلِّ قَطْعِ رَحِمٍ إِلَّا قَامَ بِعِنِّنَا. He said something. Now everyone was looking at him. What was it? He said, I swear on anyone who has family relationship problems, who severe his bond, to get up and leave the masjid. Everyone was looking at everyone. No one got up, except one young man. He kept repeating, Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu. So that young man got up and left. No one said anything. What did he do? He went to his auntie, whom he did not speak to her or visit her for a few years. For a couple of years, he did not visit his auntie. Auntie! Amma, the sister of his father. He did not visit her for a few years. He went and he said, Ma'am, sorry. So alhamdulillah, he fixed the relationship. She said, why? Why are you doing so? He told her, I heard the companion of Rasulullah insisting anyone who has a bad relationship with his family should leave now. May Allah have mercy on you. So I left. I came and asked you forgiveness. Forgive me, auntie, I was wrong, I knew wrong, we are young, alhamdulillah. She forgave him. She said, go back to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu and ask him why. When you know the reasons, my brothers, you may really, I don't know what you have to do, honestly. He went back and sat in the dust. Then after the dust, he came to Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu and said to him, I heard you saying this and this. Why you insisted on anyone who has a bad relationship should leave? He said, my son, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why Abu Hurairah was insisting. Inna rahmata, indeed mercy, la tanzilu ala qawmin fihim qahira. The rahmah of Allah will not fall on a group of people if there is only one person who is in the court. Now you know why Muslims are being big trouble? Because even if in Jama'ah like this, there is at least one. At least one who has problem with his family. No rahmah for everybody. Why? It's not my problem, it's his problem. Because I never reminded him. Therefore it's my problem. Faham, brothers and sisters, when one of us is drinking alcohol and no one tells him no harms, when you see people not praying, makan minum while they're salat, and they are Muslim, and you know, never remind them, when you see Palestine being bombed, Syria, and you don't talk about the issues, as it's nothing, it's not your problem, then you have part of that. You never change the munkar. You know someone doesn't visit his brother and you tell him, no brother, you should go and ask him forgiveness. Visit him. You never did that. So he said, Inna rahmata la tanzilu ala qawmin fihim qati'u rahim. Allahu Akbar. The rahmah of Allah will not come to people if there is only one person amongst them who is doing this. So how about when the whole Ummah is doing it? May Allah bless you. Not the story that I promised you. It is narrated that a very rich man went to Hajj. A rich man, alhamdulillah, has money, went to Hajj. When he reached Mecca, he took 1,000 dinar. 1,000 dinar is a lot, long time ago. Dinar is golden. 1,000 golden dinar. And he went to a man who everybody thought was a good man. And he said, brother, I am going now for Ihram and do the Hajj. I would like you to keep this amana for me. Everybody spoke very highly of that man. He said, inshallah. He took the amana. The brother went for Hajj. When he finished, mashallah, his Hajj, he came back to take his amana. That man who had the amana died. Truly died. So he started asking. He went to his family and he said, I have left 1,000 dinar with your father. Please give me my amana. They said, wallahi, we don't know. We know nothing about it. Meaning he did not leave wasiyah. This happens. This happens. Someone gives you money. You are not a thief. But you never told your wife or your children about it. In case I die, my children, this is not mine. This belongs to so and so. And I advise you and myself. If anyone leaves an amana with you, write it down somewhere. And tell your family about it. You may die. And you will be responsible for that. So at least your wife or your son or someone you trust knows that this envelope is not yours. And write the name of the person. In case you die, they know this amana doesn't belong to you. Okay. So the man died. This man is good. He died, but he didn't leave wasiyah. So what did he do? in order to avoid a problem with the family, he went to the ulama of Mecca. They told him the following. After they heard, he said, look, I left 1,000 dirham Medina with this man who passed away. Truly he passed away, but his family doesn't want to give me because they say they don't know, and truly they didn't know. So what happened, my brothers and sisters? Allahu Akbar. The ulama said, when it is midnight, go to Zamzam well. Listen carefully. Go to Zamzam. Look into Zamzam. And say, oh so and so, call upon his name. Oh Ahmad bin Maslan. Call upon his name. If he is from the people of Jannah, you will hear a voice. If this man who died is from the people of Jannah, he will reply to you. He went to Zamzam. He looked at Zamzam and he called him by name. Brother so-and-so. No answer. Oh. No answer. Allahu Akbar. He went back to the ulama and he told them, I heard no answer. Almost the whole night I have been calling. They said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This man, big problem. Then they said, we are afraid your friend is in Jahannam. Yes, serious. Go to Yemen. I tell you why Yemen. Now don't be looking at Yemenis as if they're. Go to Yemen. فَفِيهَا بِئْرٌ يُسَمَّى بَرْهُوتٌ. In Yemen there is a well called Barhut. What is it called? Barhut. Ask Yemenis. It is said that well is actually on top of Jahannam. That doesn't mean Jahannam is in Yemen. But there is a hadith about the end of time. One of the 10 signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah is what? Nara tafruju min adan. Fire that comes out from adan. Push people towards Ard al-Mahshar. I know some of you will ask me about this. I know that. It is said that one is on one of the exits of Jahannam. It could be volcano. Okay? Because the Arabs also used the word Jahannam or fire or volcano. And call, Ya Fulan, so-and-so. If he answers you, it means he is in Jahannam. Guess what? He called upon him, everybody thought he was a good man, remember? He answered, yes, so-and-so. And he said, what are you doing in this? And where is my money? He said, your money is in a safe place. Go to so and so place, then you will find it. I forgot to tell my children about it. So he was a good man. He was amin. He was trustworthy. But what made him enter Jahannam? He had a sister, weak sister, he never took care of. Now you know why he went to Jahannam? And Rasulullah ﷺ said, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ قَاطِعُ رَحِيمٍ. A person who severs his bonds will not enter Jannah. Even when you are good, amana, brave, fast. He had a sister who was in need, هَجَرَهَا. He said, كَانَتْ لِي مُفْتُنْ هَجَرْتُهَا. I had a sister and I migrated her, I left her, I ignored her. Show affection to her. Sister, let alone mother, let alone father, let alone children. What is waiting for us, my brothers? Sisters, must mend the relationship tonight, because there is no guarantee we will wait. May Allah have mercy on us. So the hadith is so authentic that it strengthens this story. لا يدخل الجنة قبل رحم. A person who does severe the bond with his family will not enter Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are soft in listening to such things like this. Now, I end by saying, especially the females in your family, the auntie, mother's side or father's side, the sister, very important that you listen to your sisters and look after them. The daughter of the sister, she calls you uncle. Why are you uncle? Why are you uncle? If you never visit them and look after them, you deserve to be respected as an uncle, but you never showed respect, especially to women. We need to always take care of women, my brothers and sisters. Your daughters, of course, after your brothers, your spouses, your aunties first, then come men. In this masjid, I shared with you certain adab of visitation. And I told you, if there is an auntie and an uncle, you visit auntie first. Always start by the females. You have an auntie and an uncle, and you're going to visit. You start with the woman. You have a sister and brother, you visit the sister first. SubhanAllah, this is our deen. This is how beautiful the religion is. Why? Because women need affection more than anybody else. And if they are healthy in their hearts, they will be higher in the community. When women are down, we are all down. So may Allah make me and you from those who, na'udhu billah, people think we are good, but we end up in Jahannam. Like this man who was good, he was definitely good, but he neglected his sister. Just the sister. How about neglecting auntie, uncle, brother, sister? You don't care about anyone. You always think you are right. And everybody has to come and kiss your hand. That's the attitude, that's shaitanic attitude. No, I don't visit people. They come, they open their mind, they don't, it's okay. I do it for Allah. I know it's difficult. Believe me, I know it's difficult. And we all have crazy people in the family. But what can you do? What can you do? That's the test. Dunya is all about test. Allah, my test is with a brother. You have never wronged him. You never did anything, but he's angry at you. I don't know why, it's okay. May Allah forgive me and inshallah. Any questions before we end? Yes. Come closer, because sorry to tell you, you have a problem in this masjid. You have to silence this AC. Whenever I come here, Allah Akbar. Either you turn them off and we all sweat, or change them. And in order to change them, we need money. So I'm going to do a fundraising. I'm going to put your money, yeah? Inshallah. Yes. take.
Allah gives me health and time, I will talk about this subject.
But all I can say now, there is so much racism among Muslims. Please stop condemning the kuffar for racism. Start looking into the ummah. Now, you may pray right behind the imam. But if someone comes and asks the hand of your daughter, and he is not from the same race, you will not sleep the night. You will not sleep. How come this brother dares to ask me for my daughter when he is not even from the same race? We have problem. We look into some people as if they are here to, I don't know what. We need to be careful, my brothers and sisters. But that's another subject, inshallah, we'll talk about it seriously. Now please, start with something easy. If you have a problem with anyone in the family, write his name or her name and call them. Start by calling, assalamu alaikum. Leave a message. Start what we call, melt the ice. And then surprise them after a few days with a visit and take a gift. Small gift, it's okay. Assalamu alaikum, how are you? Fine, alhamdulillah, I won't see you. Assalamu alaikum. Don't stay long. Don't go there, stay 2 days. Like we do. No. Go visit and slowly you see people changing. Inshallah. Because love always beats hate. Love will always beat hate. There was this man who was dying. When he was dying, he called his children, they were 10. He said, come. If someone wrongs you, he started with the oldest, Aman. If someone wrongs you, if someone do good to you, what do you do to him? He said, good. If someone wrongs you, my son, what do you do? He says, I wrong him. Number one, number two, all said the same thing, except number 10, the last one, the youngest. He said, my son, if someone does good to you, what do you do to him? He said, dad, I will do good. If someone does bad to you, my son, what do you do? He says, I do good. Huh? Different answer. Father was? He was dying. That's it. He said, why? He said, dad, you taught us something. If someone does good, you must pay him back. If someone does bad, don't do bad, because bad and bad will make it worse. But bad, followed by good, I will win him at the end. He says, that's, you are my son. And he gave him what he called the fatherly blessing. Ridal Ab went to that son. Among all his brothers, it went to that son. And he died. So he left what we call the good fatherly pleasure to his son. Because he was smart. So let me start tonight. Right, I have. Say sorry to your sister, to your brother, even in the family. Yeah? Maybe you and your sister don't always fight. Huh? Cat and mouse. Tom and Jerry. There are so many Tom and Jerry's in the Muslim families. And you don't know why. So come on. Go say sorry. I was always good with you. Huh? Do that, my brothers and sisters. It's serious. It pleases Allah. You go bad, too bad, He's giving you new heart. You wake up, alhamdulillah, you don't wake up, you're safe. Don't be like this man who everybody thought he was good. At the end, for a sister, one sister, he neglected. Another question, please. Sisters, do you have a question? Yes, yes. Can you write it? Or speak? For those who are in hurry, you know, some people look at their watch. I tell them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْتَ فِي صَلَاةٍ مَا دُمْتَ تَنْتَظِرُ الصَّلَاةِ. You are in the salat as long as you wait for salat. So, from the moment of adhan until the time we pray, mashallah you are, it's counted you are in salat. So, don't move. And if you have have 90 minutes to watch Manchester United and Chelsea, you need to have 90 minutes for that. Don't worry, we're going to stop. After this question, we stop. Yes, Mr. Go ahead. Salam. I can't hear you, hold on. I can't hear you, I hear you and then I go. Yep. Go ahead. Very good question. Sister is asking, what's the best adab to correct uncle and auntie who are fighting? Uncle and auntie, they are about to go to the great days in fighting. La ilaha illallah. Here is the problem. Uncle and auntie are fighting. Uncle and auntie must be wrong. They're still fighting. This is another problem of the ummah. Instead of loving each other, holding hands, sorry, I may have wronged you. Now they're still fighting. So no wonder why the youth are fighting. Okay, what's the best way to correct someone older than you? Number one, never correct directly. Never say, uncle, auntie, he's a shame, wrong, what you're doing is all blah, blah, don't do that. You lose them. Number one, please understand, they are older than you, meaning they have right over you, one. Second, you correct them indirectly. Number one by one. When you talk to your uncle, not when he is with auntie. So what you do? What? Listen to them. What is his uncle that bothers you? This stuff, blah, 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 blah. Listen, I think, yes, you're right here, inshallah, we will see. Things like this. Listen, sometimes they want to vent and they found no one to listen to, talk to. So you be smart and you listen. Then you go to auntie, she talks, blah, 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 blah. There are certain legitimate issues. You say, I think you're right here, but inshallah, he's your, are they husband and wife or are they brothers and sisters? Okay. He's your brother, this and that, this and that. Then, you show through your ethics, if you are married, or if you have a brother, how you love each other. For example, you exchange gifts with your brother in front of them. You and your brother, if you have a brother. So you are teaching them through example. And they are like, whoa, these youngsters treat each other better than we who are about to go to the grave. That's how you give a gift to your brother, he gives you a gift in front of them, even if you greet them, because this is Islam, let him pay. You speak nicely, yes my sister, I think you are right, he says, yeah, but I beg to differ here, so I show them through manners. Because Hassan and Hussein, may Allah be pleased with them, Sayyiduna Hassan and Sayyiduna Hussein, may Allah be pleased with them, grandsons of Rasulullah. So an old man, making wudu the wrong way. They saw an old man making wudu the wrong way. They didn't say, uncle, you're wrong. Because that's wudu. He's an old man. For his age, respecting for his age. So what did he say? What did they say? They decided, because they saw Rasulullah Hassan making wudu, so they really got it the right way. Then they saw their father, Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhu, making wudu the right way. Then they saw their mother, Fatima, radiallahu anha, daughter of Rasulullah, making the wudu the right way. So they said, uncle, me and my brother actually debate who has the best wudu. Would you be our judge? Subhanallah. Would you be the judge? Because you are? He said, okay, my children, go make wudu. They started making wudu. Hassan made wudu. First, Hussein made the same wudu, radiallahu anhu. He said, my children, I got it. I am wrong, both of you are right. anti and uncle. And remind them of death. Wallahi death, when you remind people of death, they change. The uncle, auntie, if you die like this, this is Allah. And tell them this story. The story of the man who went to Hajj with 1,000 dinar. He left it with a man who everybody thought he was good. What's the name of the well in Yemen? Barhud. Zamzam comes from Jannah. You know, Zamzam doesn't have really Zamzam water. Doesn't come from earth. So please, when you go drink from Zamzam, you're lucky. How about the Rawdah? Rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Didn't he say, between my minbar and my room where Aisha radiallahu anha used to be, is Rawdah min Riyad al-Jannah? You have to believe in that. You will see it here at the Qiyamah, inshallah. So may Allah have mercy on us. We stop here, sisters and brothers, and we ask Allah to make us among those who truly take care of this issue of Silatul Rahim. It's no joke, my brothers and sisters. Silatul Rahim. Mend the relationship, visit one another, forgive one another, exchange gifts, and be nice. Life is very short, and wallahi, you don't want this, so you don't want to see your uncle or auntie or nephew or whoever, or sister or brother dead, and now you want to kiss them and say sorry. Too late. Too late. Too late. Allah aghfir lana wa liwalidina wa rahmuhum kama rabbana sighara. ولجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر اخواننا المجاهدين في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي العراق وفي كشمير وفي افغانستان وفي مالي وفي سائر بلاد المسلمين وفي ميانمار اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في ميانمار اللهم انصرهم في ميانمار في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ولهم اللهم ارحم العلماء العاملين والدعاة المخلصين اللهم يا رب العالمين اجعلنا من اوليائك الصالحين الذين لا خوف عليهم